I'm calling up our next panel, Monica Leo from Texas Children's Hospital and Carlos Seferini. I'll just give you a brief overview of what we're talking about next. There's not one person in here or one system that isn't interested in, vitally interested in, critically interested in Medicaid reimbursement. And we have two people today to talk to us about Medicaid reimbursement. I won't list everything that's in the topic description other than to say we're going to talk about disproportionate share hospital programs, uncompensated care programs, comprehensive hospital increased reimbursement programs, and of course, as it says, no discussion would be complete without pontificating on the method of finance for private hospital supplemental payments. Monica Leo is a reimbursement policy advisor at Texas Children's Hospital since 2019. Prior to that, she was special counsel at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission, advising rate analysis department on hospital reimbursement legal and policy issues. She brings a vantage point as regulator and provider and offers a unique perspective. Carlos Seferini is the owner, president, and CEO of Adelanto Healthcare Ventures. I could stand up here all day and talk about Carlos's accomplishments because they are many. The highest compliment I can pay to him is he is an entrepreneur, he's an innovator, he's a philanthropist. He has funded so many programs at the University of Texas, a law foundation in the name of his parents and others, and some that allow low-income students to take bar review exams and other things. His impact is felt far and wide. His practice is nationwide, and again, maybe the biggest compliment I can pay to Carlos is, in the final analysis, he is a disruptor in a good way. He's taught us a lot of different ways to think, a lot of different reimbursement elements, and so I welcome both of them and their unique perspectives today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. So when we put this program together a couple of months ago, we knew there was a lot of change coming in hospital Medicaid reimbursement that was coming within a few months, possibly to 2 years for some things. What we didn't know was that literally within 24 hours before we were going to step up on this podium, there were going to be two major developments to impact hospital Medicaid reimbursement and financing of the non-federal share of those payments. And so it's pretty exciting to walk, and scary, to be truthful, to walk up here today. And, you know, the information that's on the slides is all good, but we're probably not going to be spending a great deal of time on those slides because we want to talk to you about what has developed literally since this time yesterday. So So we will go ahead and advance to the first slide, which is discussing an informational bulletin that was issued by CMS recently. And that is the platform for Carlos to start talking with you about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on, and I have to start by saying it's always intimidating to get up here and look to your left and see your health law professor sitting in the room, Bill Sage. So that's, you know, first time I'm seeing it from this side. But in all seriousness, she's exactly right. This thing is changing day to day. It's a fascinating circumstance of law, politics, and policy. I describe it a lot like a blend of House of Cards and Seinfeld, because it's, you know, you have lines like, you know, there's more to life than making shallow and fairly observations to CMS, like, hey, that's not what the statute says, and having them just stare back at you and say, well, you know, cool. And so when you look at what this February 17th document does, you can't look at it in isolation. And I was talking to Monica this morning, or this just a little while ago, and saying how you have to look at this in the context of 30 years, where this started, you know, where it's been, where we are today, where CMS is trying to go, but also where we have to go so that we don't disrupt your hospital operations, but the safety net as well.